Live from the world's greatest race course, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it's live coverage of qualifications for the 100th anniversary Indianapolis 500. Today's coverage is brought to you in part by Firestone, the official tire of the Indianapolis 500-mile race. For the retailer nearest you, visit FirestoneTire.com or call 1-800-807-9555. Firestone, a tradition of innovation. And brought to you by Chevy and their award-winning lineup featuring nine models with an EPA highway fuel mileage rating of 30 miles per gallon or better. And by Miller Lite, the official beer of the Indianapolis 500. Now, here is your host, the radio voice of the Indianapolis 500, Mike King.
Canada has a new national hero, and for Alex Tagliani, words like unbelievable and unforgettable will always be linked to May 21st, 2011 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. But for the four full-time drivers that compete in the Izod IndyCar Series for Andretti Autosport, for Ryan Briscoe from Team Penske, for Graham Rahal, for Dario Franchitti, and for Scott Dixon, the word for yesterday was unthinkable. None of the four Andretti full-time cars qualified. Briscoe was bumped out. Graham Rahal failed to qualify. And Dario Franchitti and Scott Dixon on run for the pole in the shootout yesterday during the final hour were both shorted fuel by their teams on runs that potentially could have put them on pole. Welcome back to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Bump day. Here's the good news. If you've got a raincoat or an umbrella, you're going to stay dry. The bad news is it is going to rain, and probably in a very short time. We're very pleased to be joined by our driver analyst on the IMS Radio Network. Right now, he is scheduled to start on the outside of Row 5 in the 100th anniversary running of the Indy 500. Davey Hamilton, who yesterday qualified the HP Everybody On Kingdom Racing Machine at 225.250 miles an hour. Davey, welcome back to the booth. Good day yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good day, Mike. Yesterday morning I felt very well. Actually, Friday, Fast Friday, we were able to go out in the day and run a 25.7 by ourselves. I thought, you know what, I have a lot of confidence that that we're going to run okay. And then yesterday morning, another 25.7 popped up, and I thought, hey, we're going to run 26 because we're going to trim out and do the things we do for qualifying to gain speed. Unfortunately, the winds came up. But, Mike, you know, it was the same for everybody.
Right.
It was the same for everybody. I mean, I felt with calm conditions we were going to be in a 26. I missed the gearing completely with the wind, and the car was handling tremendous, maybe even too much downforce with negative 4.5 wings. So just amazing that we got the car handling as well as we did. But just a headwind going down the front and a big tailwind and on a limiter lot in the back. But, hey, we'll take it.
Two cars from Dryon Reinbold Racing, who you are competing with, are in the race. You and Justin Wilson. Paul Tracy, Anna Beatriz, not in the race. Anna Beatriz. She's going to beat the rain, it looks like. She goes out, Mark James, the warm-up lap, 220.770 miles an hour.
Anna Beatriz works her way down the 5/8 mile back straightaway, sets up for turn number three. She's already trying to make her way towards the short chute in the north end. Anna Beatriz comes off of turn number four, getting ready to complete lap number one of that number 24 machine.
Now, keep in mind, she will slot in at position 25 with this run, and the first lap is pretty solid, Davey, 224.202.
Yeah, like to see a little bit more for Anna. We were hoping to get her up, you know, above 224.5, Mike, to be honest with you. That, you know, we see Simona was the final one in yesterday at a 224.3, so we'd like to get above that, in all honesty, but maybe these laps will pop up a little bit.
Nick Yeoman, as we continue to keep our eye on Anna Beatriz in the Ipiranga, Dryon Reinbold Racing, Honda Power Dallara, what kind of line do we have down there in Tech?
Well, we have a nervous line because the weather, very dark here on the south end of the track, and including over the pit lane. Anna's the first one out. Danica Patrick was scheduled to go out second after Anna. Her car, however, is not in line. Danica is suited up here down by the tech line, but her car is not in line. So the next car out will be Graham Rahal, followed by Rafa Matos, Ryan Briscoe in that 6T backup car, and Alex Lloyd. I just saw Paul Tracy's car pulled out, and Paul Tracy was scheduled to be the last one. So interesting to see that Every car that is not in the race is on Tech Line except for Danica Patrick. So that's a storyline we're going to be following, Mike.
We are watching the radar, and we are watching Anna Beatriz as she is out on track in that blue and yellow Dreyer Reinbold racing machine. You can see the lightning in the distance across the line. Her second lap was 223.957, and Davey, she continues to lose speed. That third lap, 223.700.
Yeah, I don't like that, Mike. We really want to try to get her in the 24s to feel more confident that that she could get in this race. You know, I'm watching the weather. As you say, there's lightning out in front of us, but it looks like it's going kind of due north.
It does.
It's to our west right now, but moving to the north.
We might get lucky here.
We might get lucky. I mean, the big amount of rain is definitely going to miss us. I mean, it's almost by us. It's really at the center of the start-finish line right now. So we may get lucky here and not get any moisture.
Here comes Anna Beatriz off of turn number four. She's going to move to the inside wall as she comes across the yard of bricks. The fourth lap is the slowest of the four at 223.657 miles an hour. So Anna Beatriz will be our 25th qualifier, our first here on bump day, as she'll slot in on the inside of row number nine as the 25th qualifier for the 100th anniversary running of the Indianapolis 500.
100 years of Firestone Racing. It's a legacy that began way back in 1911 when Ray Haroon and his Firestone tires won the very first Indianapolis 500. And while so many things have changed over the years, one thing remains the same. The passion that drove us then continues to drive us today. Because even after a century, there really is no finish line. Firestone, celebrating 100 years of racing.
When you're hauling 21,700 pounds up a mountain, you're not saying truck of the year. You're thinking, I have the available Duramax diesel and Allison transmission. And coming back down that mountain, you're not saying truck of the year, but thinking, sweet, exhaust brake. Well, Motor Trend is saying truck of the year. Chevy Silverado HD, Motor Trend's 2011 truck of the year.
Maximum trailer ratings are calculated assuming a properly equipped base vehicle plus driver. See your Chevy dealer for details.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
If your car is less than 10 years old and has less than 100,000 miles on it, your car will eventually break down and you'll need to go to your local repair shop. And we all know dealing with these guys can be very expensive. A new transmission can cost over $3,000, a new engine more than $3,500, new air conditioning can cost over $1,700, and a new water pump more than $600. You need to call the Auto Protection Network. We're like insurance to protect the inside of your car. We'll save you thousands on costly repair bills. Don't let your car break down without a warranty. Protect yourself from expensive repair bills. If your car has less than 100,000 miles on it and it's less than 10 years old, call today for a free customized quote. 800-731-1243. 800-731-1243. 800-731-1243. That's 800-731-1243.
Bump day at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, of course, also Armed Forces Day, as the Indianapolis Motor Speedway salutes our nation's military. Such a big part of Memorial Day weekend, of course, next weekend for the 100th anniversary running of the Indy 500. Mike King, Mark James, Davey Hamilton here in the IMS Pagoda broadcast booth, overlooking the yard of bricks. We're 104 feet above them, and we're watching Graham Rahal in the Service Central Ganassi racing machine. And Mark, he's very, very solid right now. First lap at 224.512. Second lap at 224.549 as he sets up for turn number three.
Yeah, that would put him speed-wise, if it weren't for the 24 spots from yesterday, somewhere in the middle of row number five. So certainly a solid run underway, and Graham Rahal actually quicker on lap number two after the 224.512. He turned it at 224.549.
Davey, we've got a lot of threatening weather in the area as we watch Graham set up to come across the yard of bricks to complete his third lap. The third lap clocked in at 224.274, a solid three-lap average of 224.445. Davey, the great thing about the view that we have here, and we've had it for so many years now, is the fact that you can see the weather moving around the track, and we might get lucky. We might get one more car out, but as you mentioned earlier, a lot of the heaviest rain, it looks like, is perhaps going around us.
It's at my house right now, I think, out there, yeah. West of here. I think it really is. We're going to luck out. I think we're going to get some moisture. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you can see it
really,
right here, coming over the front straight here.
The really heavy, heavy stuff, I have a feeling it's not going to hit us, so we'll just see.
Okay, as we watch the red, white, and blue Graham Rahal machine come off the line for the final time off of turn number four across the yard of bricks. The fourth lap also over 224 at 224.183. Yellow lights go on. Graham Rahal's four-lap average, 224.380. Jake, it's raining.
And Rafael Matos had just fired up his AFS automatic fire sprinklers, car number 17, when Brian Barnhart came and immediately told him to go ahead and shut off the machine. They brought out the umbrellas. The car covers came out. There is just a very small percentage of precipitation being felt here in the south corner of this track, but the skies are gray, so we will see if indeed the main stuff moves north. Nick Yeoman?
Yeah, Anna Beatrice was the first driver out on track for bump day, hustling down pit lane to try to avoid the rain. Your thoughts on your run?
Well, I think the wind picked it up. We were in a bad situation with the gears, and it was so dark out there. We knew rain was coming, so I just put my four laps together, and we said I was going to happen with this rain.
All right, that's Anna Beatrice. She's got to get out of here, guys. Thunder, you can hear it down here, the thunder rolling. And as Jake mentioned, it's starting to pick up and rain down here, guys.
Yeah, as we watch the rain, the heaviest rain, Mark, it's amazing the view that we have here from the pagoda because we are literally seeing our view of the trees that stretch out to our west disappear. We cannot even see the Speedway Shopping Center, which, as the crow flies, is only about three-quarters of a mile away from us. It's like a big white curtain of rain falling here over Speedway.
Yeah, and it's a pretty hefty sell in terms of the intensity of the rain and the thunder and the lightning. But the good news is, Mike, in looking at the radar, it's pretty much over west central Marion County and Hendricks County right now, and it's moving to the northeast. So hopefully it'll pass, but certainly we're going to get plenty wet the time that it is here. And, of course, a severe thunderstorm warning has now been issued for the Speedway area. So fans have been encouraged by the public address system here to seek a little bit safer place than metal grandstands.
It's amazing how hard it is raining. And, yes, Speedway officials evacuating the grandstands, asking fans to take cover as soon as possible because this thing's going to blow through in a hurry. Two drivers beat the rain. Anna Beatrice was first. She becomes the slowest driver in the field for the 100th anniversary running of the Indy 500 at 223.879. Graham Rahal also in at 224.380. We'll talk more about it when we come back to what is now a wet world's greatest race course.
There are few greater traditions in sports than when the 500-mile race winner pulls into victory lane and is greeted with an ice-cold bottle of milk. And consider this, the 500's bottle of milk tradition has been recognized nationally as the sports world's coolest prize. Now and always, milk's the driver's favorite taste at the end of the race.
Get the calcium, vitamins, and protein you need to compete with a refreshing glass of milk. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association, your Indiana Dairy Farm families.
Remember, winners drink milk.
On October 16, 2011, what happens in Vegas will be witnessed around the world. The fastest, most versatile drivers on the planet go all in for one race and the chance to be named champion. Already a fan? Your paid ticket to any IZOT IndyCar Series race this season gets you a ticket to see the World Championship in Las Vegas for free. Find out more at IndyCarWorldChampionships.com or call 866-INDYCAR. Real driver, real race car, real fast. See you in Vegas.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
If this radio spot were Nikki Baker's life, it would start pretty normal, like this.
But then right around here, her life would take a bad turn with her mother abusing her.
And about this far in, Nikki would drop out of high school and run away.
Here, she'd be forced to work two jobs struggling to support herself
and her daughter.
She'd feel stuck, stuck, stuck.
But then, she'd decide to earn her GED diploma.
She'd take my prep classes.
Study every night.
And feel unstuck. Because she'd finally hear someone say,
Nikki Baker, come up and get your GED diploma.
If this radio spot were Nikki Baker's life, the ending wouldn't be the ending at all. It would be the beginning of a brighter future. For free info about GED test prep classes, call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org.
GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Back at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, bump day at the world's greatest race course as we set the field for the 100th anniversary running of the Indianapolis 500-mile race. An amazing storm has just blown through the Speedway area. And Mark James, quite literally, the length of time that it took to get that commercial break in, we saw it go from almost zero visibility. We could barely see across the track to now blue skies off to the west, and we'll probably see this rain out of here in the next 5 minutes or
yep,
so.
Yep, sunshine, blue skies, white puffy clouds off to the southwest where we saw the storm approaching us from, and we said it was a very intense but very small compact cell. And it is in the process of pushing through the area right now. But, boy, did it dump some water in about a 3.5 to 4 minute period here at 16th and Georgetown.
I bet in that 2 minutes for that, during that commercial break, I bet it rained a half an inch. It came down so hard, so fast. And, Davey, it would, I guess at least one team on pit lane would have been well advised to have a radio listening to the IMS radio network and to know what was coming, because for whatever reason, they were down on the north end with a car and they had to push their car back to the gasoline alley through a hurricane.
Well, one of the KV cars came through just as it was, and they're still in their pit down there. So I don't know where they're hiding out, but they left the car and ran, I guess. I don't know.
It's you're right. It's one of the KV Lotus cars. It's all covered up, and it looks like the
I think it's Viso's.
Looks like the team, that would be fitting, but it looks like the team has sought cover. As we do have Davey Hamilton, our IMS Radio Network driver analyst. Davey yesterday qualified the HP Everybody on Kingdom Racing Dryan Reinbold machine at 225.250 miles an hour. He set the start on the outside of row number 5. Graham Rahal, Anna Beatrice, two drivers that beat the rain. Graham Rahal sits 25th, the inside of row number 9 at 224.380. We had just heard from Anna before the rains came. She talked to Nick Yeoman. Not Davey entirely happy with that, and she is the slowest driver in the field right now at 223.879.
Yeah, I know we have more than that for her. That car, they switched to one of my setups, and there's more than that. We just need to – the weather conditions are so tricky right now with the wind.
Right.
And getting your gearing just right, it's so important. We're at the very max of the engines, and if you're not at that RPM, man, it just you lose speed so much. And with this wind, it's just hard to get your gearing just right.
With rain this hard, the track is going to be washed pretty clean of all the rubber that was laid down. How a green racetrack will affect these cars in a good or bad way?
Well, you know, the key is when they get back on track. Is it going to be hot and sunny? Is it going to be up in the 80s, mid 80s,
which
and sunny?
Which is what it looks like. Yeah.
Which is and no rubber down. It's going to be a little slick. They're going to move around just a little bit. And but I tell you what, the balance of the some cars are really good, some of them are really bad. And I think our stable, and my car in particular, I can speak for, is good in all conditions. So we'll just see what happens for the rest of the qualifying line.
Speedway historian Donald Davison is here with us in the IMS Pagoda broadcast booth. Once again, we're 104 feet directly above the yard of bricks. Donald, certainly I'm guessing yesterday not the busiest first day of qualifying in the history of the Speedway by a long shot, but the busiest we've seen in probably better than a decade. 63 qualifying attempts yesterday in total, if you count the 9 that were registered during the Fast 9 shootout.
Good Lord. That there was a couple of times, I think like 61 and 63, where there was up in that range, like on the last day. That's back in the days where people would go out and you could get up to 3 laps before you were required to either take the green flag to start the attempt or not. And a lot of people would use that opportunity to go out and just
shake it down.
Shake it down, or at least they'd have time to gauge whether they could justify taking the green flag to do a run. And so a lot of people would go out and run the 3 laps and come in, and then there would be a lot of incomplete attempts. But just yesterday, it seemed like it was pretty much solid qualifying, and the fact that I don't think we had any wave offs until later in the day, because
that's right.
Really you had nothing to lose. And I was really surprised. That's another thing, too, that's different, is if somebody's made the run already and now they're going on their second run because they've been bumped, they're maybe not running fast enough to get in. But it used to be if you didn't have that within a lap or two, then they would call off the attempt. And people yesterday were going ahead and running to completion. So from a fan's point of view, wanted to see cars go around. Boy, I don't know what the total
laps were.
It was a lot.
Donald, it was amazing. If you take the Ho-Pen-Tung incident out of the equation, we saw solid qualifying from 11 a.m. at the start yesterday Eastern time until 3:30. Solid runs with the exception of the yellow for the Ho-Pen-Tung incident.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, that used to be that... You would have maybe a mechanical failure or an engine blow. We don't blow engines anymore. And then also we would occasionally have wall contacts, although typically that's more on the final day when the teams realize and the drivers realize, hey, you're going to have to maybe push it a little bit further, and then they go beyond. But anyway, the scenario keeps changing. I mean, when it rained yesterday afternoon, and we thought that was it for the day, and then we came back and had a beautiful final, hour and a half. A few minutes ago, we thought, well, that's it for the day. Now, it's blue sky. We haven't seen the sun yet, but we're about to.
Yep.
So, I mean, we could be running, I don't think it'll be an hour and a half,
no,
but maybe three,
by
three and a half.
3 o'clock or so is probably the best way to look at it right now, as we are 20 minutes after the hour of noon Eastern time, and a lot of blue sky to our left, which is to the south end of the track and out towards the west. And then on the north end of the track, you can see where this storm has just barely cleared. In fact, probably has not completely cleared the grounds or the coke lot, parking lots out there on the north end as it is continuing to move. But, boy, what a storm that was. Developing story here. Earlier this morning, Patrick Carpentier showed up and winds up in the Dragon Racing car that Scott Speed had been trying to get up to speed. Jake Query, Carpentier went out, seeing what he could do in the car, maybe putting another setup on it or seeing if it was the driver or the car, whatever the problem was. He winds up in the wall, so that is the second crash car for Dragon Racing and Jay Penske in 2 days. What is Scott Speed saying about this situation?
Well, it was obviously kind of the final piece of a weekend of conjecture for this team and for Scott Speed. And we were talking about the Patrick Carpentier incident. Take me through, starting with Thursday, Scott. There were a lot of rumors and a lot of speculation as to whether or not you got out of the car or you'd get back in the car. Where do you stand now? Take me through the last 3 days.
Well, like I said, it's one of those things where, you know, very early on in the week, we reached a level of instability in the car that we couldn't seem to get around. And I myself, you know, almost wrecked the thing on a couple of occasions. And it's one of those things where we just were trying to figure out why that was the case. The two cars weren't running the same. We were having a lot of problems with the stability of our car. And as it turns out, they were, on the unstable side as well, obviously, after qualifying. But... it's one of those things where it was a tense situation, and then obviously this morning they told me that they wanted to put Patrick in the car to see what someone who's been around this place a bunch has to say about the car and all that, and the result is what it is, and now we don't have a car to run. And I really hate it for the guys, because in the last 2 weeks these guys have worked so hard, and to just see their faces right now in the garage, it's terrible.
I know, obviously, we don't want to see anybody have an accident. We know that. I'm not saying that. But from a human nature standpoint, when you are saying this car is too loose, and there is, some talk out there that, hey, Scott Speed has gotten out of the car, he doesn't want to be in it. When something like this happens today, is there an element of human nature to say, I told you this is what was going to happen?
Well, I mean, I think more than anything, it's just me confirming to myself that I still know what a race car is doing, obviously it's been a while since I've been in an open wheel car, and I felt pretty confident by the end of the week. I knew what I was feeling in a car, and I think I confirmed to myself that at least I'm feeling the right things.
Is this oval trickier than you thought it would be?
For us, with the car we had, it was very difficult. But you're not gonna. That's why we couldn't get any speed out of it, though. It's one of those things, like, at the end of the day, as a driver, you're holding it wide open and you're just trying to make smooth corners. And you know, when the car's right and everything's good, you know, it's there is definitely a certain element to being able to drive a little bit free and to not scrub speed for sure, but, you know, it's terminal velocity racing.
Lastly, there had been talk that you guys may have a third car that was Paul Tracy's Long Beach car. That obviously would be something pretty difficult to put together. There's been some talk. You're officially done. Where does the team stand?
I have no idea. I've heard 50 million things. At this point, with everything that's happened in the last couple of days, you know, I don't believe anything until I see it. So, I mean, I'm still hanging around. I haven't been told anything. So, we'll see.
All right. Appreciate your honesty.
Thank you.
That's Scott Speed with Dragon Racing.
Well, it's been a difficult month for both Scott Speed and Hope Pintung. Right now, despite the fact that some media agencies are out there reporting that Jay Penske's Dragon operation is done, you just heard it straight from the horse's mouth. Scott Speed says, I haven't been told anything. And as far as we know, Jake is standing in that garage right now. They have not officially pulled the plug on what they hope will be an attempt to qualify for the 100th anniversary 500. Rain has almost stopped, but it's going to be probably a good couple of hours before we see cars return. But we still got plenty to talk about. When we come back, we will ask our driver analyst, Davey Hamilton, who's now prepared to start his 11th 500, how a team like Target Chip Ganassi Racing can run not one, but both of their cars out of fuel when they were running for possible spots on the pole for the 100th anniversary 500. That's when we come back to the world's greatest race course.
Americans love their tomatoes, but Red Gold wants to know, do they ever consider what their tomatoes love? Well, tomatoes are a lot like you and me. They love wide open spaces, fresh air, and the feel of a warm, gentle breeze on their skin. Next time you have a recipe that calls for canned tomatoes, or just a salad that needs a little help, try Red Gold and grow to love the tomatoes that love where they grow.
The official program for the 2011 Indianapolis 500 is now available and features three different collectible covers. Each one is packed with information about the 100th anniversary of the greatest spectacle in racing and includes a commemorative edition Sports Illustrated, plus a poster depicting all Indy 500 drivers on one side and historical tickets on the other. This piece of history is just $15 at the track at BrickyardAuthentics.com or by calling 1-800-955-INDY. Go online to purchase the exclusive three-pack set for $45 that includes all three covers.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $16 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-630-2728. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%, and the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-630-2728. That's 1-800-630-2728.
Well, the rain has all but stopped here at the world's greatest race course, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Mike King, Davey Hamilton, Mark Janes, and Donald Davidson coming to you from the IMS Pagoda on this bump day as we set the field for the 100th anniversary running of the Indy 500. Rain blew through here about 15, 18 minutes ago. It was a gully washer, to say the least. Graham Rahal and Anna Beatriz beat the rain. Graham, quickest of the two, 224.380. That puts him on the inside of row number 9. Anna Beatriz, middle of row 9 right now. Slowest car in the field at 223.879. Good news is rain is gone. Blue skies. We do have another cell on the radar, but it's going to be a wait-and-see situation. A little bit later, we'll talk to Donald Davidson about the scenario. If, in fact, rain washes out the final day of qualifications for the 500. Davey's with us for another couple of minutes before he has to get back downstairs and continue his preparations for the 500. And, Davey, watching yesterday, we were all a bit aghast when suddenly Dario Franchitti on the fourth lap of the shootout. The car slowed off of turn two. You saw Dario's hand up in the air. He rolls back in. We immediately speculated, have they run him out of fuel? That was the confirmation from pit lane. Then his teammate Scott Dixon goes out, is doing a very solid 227+, looked like he was going to be a pole contender. All of a sudden, that fourth and final lap, slower by a couple of about a mile an hour.
Yeah.
We find out from Scott, he also ran out of fuel. How does a team that has accomplished what that team has accomplished not put enough fuel in their race cars to complete a four-lap qualifying run running for the pole?
Well, I'll assure you this. That mistake won't happen again within that team.
You think?
And I know Chip, and the drivers got to the bottom of that immediately and wanted to know why. Now, rumor, speculation, I can't confirm because I was not in the Fast 9, that they were allowed to use push-to-pass in those qualifying runs to get a little extra speed out of their car. Same for everybody. They all had it, if that's the case, which obviously takes more fuel as well. And if they didn't calculate for that extra fuel, that could have been some of it. But Scott, that I could see we're on Scott's situation where he ran out off of four, which I think he would have been on the pole of this race if he would have
completed. Do you really? Yeah, you think he is the guy?
The numbers were matching up for him to be the guy on the pole. And I think if he would have ran that thing out, that he it was going to be tight. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't just going to be, hey, he's on the pole. It was going to be a tight run. But I think that he really had the opportunity to do it. I mean, you add a mile an hour to that last lap, and he's on the pole.
Right.
You know, it's that simple. So,
but Dario rushed an entire lap short on fuel.
That's just unexcusable. And I think that's what Chip said. It's just you should not, at this level of racing, you should not make mistakes like that.
You have owned race teams. I mean, this is your 11th 500. You are here with as a team owner in Firestone Indy Lights. You've owned super modified teams. You've owned sprint car teams. You've been a car owner for a long time. What is going on with Andretti Autosport? How does a team that high powered come into yesterday and not put a single of their four full time drivers in, but yet the one off guy, John Andretti, gets himself solidly into the race?
Right, that's a surprise right there, is the one-off guy of John being able to get in the show.
You went through the whole bump day fiasco with John a couple of years ago at Dreyer
and
Reinbold.
And, you know, John's good speed, a 224.9, almost a 225. I mean, it wasn't just like he got in almost. It was he had a good solid run. And with those other four cars just struggling to get speed to even get into the race, it's just it's amazing, you know. And I don't know what's going on over there. Danica, I think – you know, I sit there and watched her micro running this week run a high 224s by herself. I sit there and watched it. I mean, and then all of a sudden she can't run it.
You thought she was an early front row threat.
For sure, from the time they unloaded. Now, the rest of the guys didn't look that good, but Danica's car looked great. I'm shocked. I'm surprised on what's happened over to that team. I think everybody is, including Michael, I'm sure. And you just can't put it. This place is so tricky, Mike. I mean, it's such a difficult place. And when you're talking hundreds and thousands of a second to be in, to be out, to gain that little bit of speed, it's just such minute things around the 2.5 mile course that. But at this point in the game, I would have thought they would have found that speed, honestly.
Would it surprise you at all if two of those four cars missed the show?
Well, it would. I feel one of them is going to struggle to get in. I really do, and it's unfortunate. But I do feel that one of them is on that edge. Now, you know, it helps him with Jay Penske's, both his cars being out. We know that that one of his cars was going to be in yesterday till the turn one crash.
Right, he
had the speed. Even today, I think Patrick Carpentier, the fewest laps he had enough speed to get in this race already. So it's saving. I mean, those two guys out really helps the Andretti Autosport program.
Davey, thanks. Pardon me, I had to clear my throat. Got a frog that jumped in there after all this rain. again, it happened again.
Two of them.
Yeah, but it makes sense. The gullies were washed clear, so the frogs are all jumping up here. Thanks so much for taking a half hour or so to come by the booth. And congratulations again. I know after what happened to you at the start of last year's race and trying to and we asked Thomas about that, by the way, on Indy Live. He said that you guys had kind of made up.
Yeah,
a little,
you know what? It's behind. I try not to dwell on anymore. It happened. It happened, and it's just I don't want it to happen again. You know,
right.
I mean, it was the second worst day of my career, as far as racing goes, I talked to Thomas about it even when we got here. I seen him when he first came in, and it's behind us. We move on, and just You know, it's going to be tricky, these double file restarts.
Yeah, which are going to happen, by the way.
Oh, by the way.
They're going to happen, So, well, may your 11th be your best. We'll be talking to you from inside the car.
Yep, look forward to it.
On race day. And you like that 15th spot? You like starting on the outside?
You know, I think it'd be all right. I think once you get behind that third row, it doesn't really matter. You just got to take what it is and hope that you're in the right position.
Right.
And I'm going to do the thing I always do, and that is I'm not going to try to be a superstar on the start. I want to get through the first lap, and as I was trying to last year, as we know, and Thomas knows it. And anyways, yeah, it's behind us, and I really look forward to I have a good car. I feel like I did some full load runs this morning. With all the rain, a lot of these guys don't have full tank runs.
Right.
I mean, they've been working on speed, and I was one of those until this morning, but feel pretty confident in what I had this morning.
So you got a good race car.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
All right, Davey, thanks so much.
Thanks,
we'll see you soon, and you got your boy DJ, who of course now is a race car driver. He's going to be heading back to the garage with you. We'll talk to you in the car.
All right, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
Davey Hamilton, our IMS Radio Network driver analyst, as he gets ready to start his 11th Indianapolis 500. His 11th race, and he's driving car number 11. Could the numbers be working in favor? That's a lot of ones. That's a lot of ones for Davey Hamilton. We'll be back to talk about some of the scenarios here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. As the sun is out, the track is beginning to drive, but it's going to be a while before we see cars return to the world's greatest race course.
Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the Brickyard, Gasoline Alley, the greatest spectacle in racing, racing capital of the world, Indy, Indy 500, Indianapolis 500, IndyCar, Indy Lights, and Indy Racing League are trademarks owned and or licensed by Brickyard Trademarks. IZOD is a trademark of Phillips Van Houston Corporation. Firestone is a trademark owned or licensed by Bridgestone Firestone North American Tire. Any rebroadcast or other use of the information, descriptions, and content of this broadcast without the written consent of the IMS Radio Network is strictly prohibited. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network.
The fastest man in Indiana, Ari Lyandice.
Comcast Business Class celebrates the 100th anniversary of the Indy 500 with their 100 meg high-speed internet service. Download speeds up to 66 times faster than standard T1 lines. Small business owners, have you looked at your bill lately? Read it over. If you move at speeds like I do, switch to Comcast Business Class. Great deal, fast internet, better phone, plus tools from Microsoft. Call and see how much you can save. 1-800-391-3000 or visit business.comcast.com.
What's it like to drive an Indy car at the famed Indianapolis Motor Speedway? Now the Indy Racing Experience can put you in the driver's seat. That's right, you can drive a real Indy car at the world's greatest race course. Packages start at under $400, but hurry, sessions are selling out fast. Call 1-888-357-5002 or go online to IndyRacingExperience.com. You driving a real Indy car, call 1-888-357-5002 now. Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
The forest is a treasured and magical place.
Hello, Bambi.
Hello, little prince.
Hello. Hello there.
But a wildfire can destroy its beauty for a lifetime. It's always wildfire season somewhere in America. Nearly 9 out of 10 wildfires nationwide are caused by the carelessness of humans and could be prevented. But together, we can make a difference.
Watch what I can do!
Help protect the home of our forest friends.
He can call me a flower if he wants to.
To find out more, log on to SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This message has been brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, the National Association of State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
Come on! You can do it!
Welcome back to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Jake Query, an update on Dragon Racing. Breaking news down there in the garage area.
Well, it's interesting what has happened in the last 45 minutes or so, and that's part of the drama of bump day at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, as you start getting almost like the crazy season worked into an hour or so or into one afternoon. Dragon Racing, as we talked about with Scott Speed, the team itself claims that they haven't been told by Jay Penske that they are, in fact, done. We talked about the fact that they could possibly have a third car they could roll out. That would be the car that Paul Tracy used in Long Beach. The team also, now keep in mind, that would be set up for a street course, so it would have a long way to go to get it prepared to qualify here. The team also talked to Sam Schmidt Motorsports as well as Sarah Fisher Racing about trying to get a car from one of those teams. None of it came to fruition, so a team spokesperson finally did confirm to me they had sent something out on Twitter, interestingly enough, about 45 minutes ago, simply saying, thanks for the support, we will see you in Texas. I finally got it confirmed from a team spokesperson. Indeed, they are done at Indianapolis in the month of May.
So Dragon Racing's bid and Jay Penske's hope to get one or perhaps two cars into the field ends with a couple of crashed race cars and a very expensive month of May. Ho Pin Tung crashing yesterday. Patrick Carpentier out this morning in the car that had been practiced by Scott Speed. Both of those cars now in pieces back in the garage area, and it's official. Dragon Racing is done. What does that mean? Well, that means now that you got to beat two fewer drivers to get into the field for the 100th anniversary running of the Indianapolis 500. Who is not in? And that's the big question right now, is who's not going to make this race? Graham Rahal and Anna Beatriz beat the rain. And as the track drying is underway and we see lots of sunshine, right now Graham Rahal sits on the inside of row number 9, the 25th spot on the grid. Anna Beatriz, the slowest driver in the field, 26th spot on the grid at 223.879. Sebastian Saavedra is not in. Rafa Matos is not in. Pippa Mann is not in. Paul Tracy is not in. Charlie Kimball is not in. Neither is Alex Lloyd. Neither is James Jakes. Or how about the entire Andretti Autosport full-time team? Mike Conway, Danica Patrick, Ryan Hunter-Reay, Marco Andretti. Oh, and by the way, Team Penske has a driver that's not in either, Donald Davidson and Ryan Briscoe. It's been an unbelievable qualifying session so far going back to yesterday afternoon.
Well, for the years in which they've tried, 1995 was the only time that Penske didn't have, in fact, that year they didn't have any drivers in the race, which we've talked about several times yesterday, Allonson Jr. and Emerson Fittipaldi. But this is typical for a last day when you look down at all of the possibilities, and then sometimes there'll be one that you hadn't thought of, where, and I don't know that that can happen anymore now, where there was a backup car that suddenly materializes that nobody thought about.
Right.
But normally, even on a clear day, they push a little harder during the practice, and you do have, you know, less and less mechanical failures now, but occasionally an accident, and then that sort of changes everything. Especially later in the day after you've had a few more qualifiers and there's less spots, and then you look at the people that are still going for it, and just losing one car can make a lot of difference in everybody's calculations.
Well, we want to say congratulations to Greg Scott from West Roxbury, Massachusetts. Donald, he was the first to let us know that the first teenage Indy 500 starter was Troy Ruttman at the age of 19 in 1949. You chimed in early yesterday during the commercial break, but it is Greg Scott who's going to win the Shell V-Power $50 gas card.
Well, I did actually raise my hand.
You did, but you are not eligible to win. By the way, we'll give away another $50 Shell V-Power gasoline gift card a little bit later here today, as we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll check in with Jake Query. He's got another of the drivers hoping to get in today, as the drying process is underway after a very heavy rain moved through here about 30 minutes ago. So the speedway is wet, but now the sun is out. Drying process is underway. We'll catch up with Charlie Kimball when we return to the world's greatest race course.
Danica Patrick, IndyCar race winner.
In the IndyCar series, drivers put complete trust in their cars. I put my trust in Peak Performance Motor Oil, formulated to protect against thermal breakdown, and Peak is tough enough to be the official motor oil of the IndyCar series. Whether you cover 200 miles in an hour, or it takes an hour just to get to work, you can count on Peak. When you Peak, you win.
Available at Advance Auto Parts.
Join the starting field of this year's Indy 500, along with past Indy 500 winners and legends, at the Centennial Victory Awards Celebration, presented by Ice Miller LLP. This black tie event will take place Monday, May 30th, at the Grand Ballroom at the JW Marriott Indianapolis Hotel. Reserve your tickets or table now by calling the IMS Ticket Office at 800-822-4639. More information at IndianapolisMotorSpeedway.com.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
Monthly payment calculation assumes 5% down at 7% APR over 30 years.
If you just bought a house and paid more than $34,000, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone listening how to buy a house for as low as $34,000. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding a great 4-bedroom, 2-bath home for $34,000. That's $215 a month. To learn how to get a free list of foreclosures, call 1-800-226-0775 now. CRN is offering rebates of up to $1,000 in cash. And if you call right now, you can find out how to get up to an extra $2,500 on top of that. So call in the next 30 minutes for your free foreclosure list. Again, to learn how to get a free list of foreclosures that may be available in your area, call CRN at 1-800-226-0775. That's 1-800-226-0775. 1-800-226-0775.
Back at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, as we mentioned yesterday, unbelievable and unforgettable for Alex Tagliani. Boy, Donald, you know, I was very impressed. I went online this morning. The stories all over the country, you know, the L.A. Times, huge story about Tag winning pole up in his part of Canada, the Quebec region, in Toronto and Ontario, big story there in British Columbia. I mean, Tag is right now, this is the first time a Canadian is going to start on pole for the Indy 500, and he is getting a ton of exposure for what he did yesterday. And I think the biggest story, Donald, yes, Alex Tagliani put Sam Schmidt Motorsports on pole, but I think the fact that he beat out Penske and Ganassi to do it. That's the story.
Yeah, and the great thing about it is, from a PR point of view, is that he's so personable and outgoing that he could sort of kind of take advantage of the thing and become a new personality. If he was quiet and didn't say anything, it would be a little harder to make a story out of it. But he could be a new superstar.
Absolutely, and he's such a likable guy. He's been around for a while, but of course it's only his third Indy 500, but Tag is he's been around open wheel racing, and he ran Canadian stock cars for a number of years as well. In fact, first time I had a real good opportunity to sit down and talk with Tag was at Edmonton 3 years ago, after I had attended the press conference where he had won the CASCAR race there at Edmonton, and he was so wanting to be in an Indy car, and I'm so glad that he's having the opportunity. Jake Query, Charlie Kimball, he's a rookie here, of course, the driver from California, doing a good job up to this point this season with Ganassi Racing, but with that team, what are they going to be able to get him in?
Well, he was the fastest in practice this morning, and Charlie Kimball is watching highlights of the 2010 race, and the first thing you notice is you love the fact that Jack Nicholson just kept staying up to wave that green flag. You'd like to take that green flag yourself. Where do you guys stand?
I think we're in really good shape. We had a quick car yesterday. We just missed it and got our last run cut short with rain, and then our first run today didn't even get run with rain. I don't know what it is about the Chip Ganassi team. Both Graham and I, you know, had rain runs, essentially, because he just finished his run right before that rain, and I didn't quite get mine in yesterday. But we've got a quick car. I think, you know, I don't know, I'm not going to predict a speed, but I think we should be solidly in once we get a run.
These conditions now totally different once again, though?
A little bit. The rain will wash some of the rubber away, but I think we're about fourth or fifth in line. Let some guys go out, put a little rubber down, see what the wind's doing, and I think we've got a strong car all the way through the four-lap run.
All right, best of luck to you.
Thanks.
Charlie Kimball trying to get in for the first time at the Indianapolis 500. Nick Yeoman?
Yeah, Dale Coyne, an owner for two drivers, still trying to get in the field. James Jakes and Alex Lloyd. Where are you guys at right now in terms of trying to get into this race when we go green?
We're both ready to go. We've made some changes, but I think everybody's making changes every day. So we've got them ready, and they were in line ready to go. So we'll go.
How big was Alex Lloyd's run a year ago here at Indianapolis? I think he really surprised a lot of people when he got all the way up front and finished fourth.
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, fourth, arguably third, with the way the end rank ran there. But he did a great job. He did a good job all year, so we're very happy to have him back this year.
You guys are good to go?
Yep, we're ready to roll.
Dale Coyne and many other teams, Mike, just trying to wait out the rain. He actually asked me what the weather forecast was, and I've got as good an idea as you guys have. So it has cleared up. The sun is shining, but as you mentioned, it's still very wet. The track very wet, and obviously the safety crew's out there trying to dry it.
Yeah, Nick, the possibility of another cell moving through does exist. We're hoping it will skirt the Speedway area. But certainly on a day like today, it feels very much like a midsummer day. Yesterday felt like certainly a spring day. A big change in the air, that is for certain. So as we continue on here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, a huge puddle that had existed on the front straight, most of that water has now receded to the point Davey Hamilton had pointed out that the puddle on the front straight just before the yard of bricks on the inside wall, it looked to be several inches deep, and it stretched to almost the middle of the track. That's how much water was there. Almost all that water is gone. Safety trucks are out. Drying process is underway at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Summer, the Miller Lite Guards are saving men from making the unmanly choice of drinking light beer with less taste. How? With great-tasting Miller Lite, taste points, and thousands of prizes. So man up at tastepoints.com today. Purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 21 or older. Void in California and where prohibited. Sweepstakes begins 5-1-11 and ends 7-31-11. For details, how to enter, and complete official rules, go to tastepoints.com. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Great beer, great responsibility.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
Eight. We've worked together for years.
Seven. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
One in eight Americans is struggling with hunger.
Six. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
Five. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
Four. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
Three. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
Two. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the one in eight in your life that needs help?
One. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
At the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where rain blew through the speedway literally about 40 minutes ago, 10 minutes after 12. Just before that, both Graham Rahal and Anna Beatrice posted speeds and are right now in the field. Anna is the slowest driver right now at 223.879, but no bumping will begin, Donald Davidson, until we have seven more slots filled and the 33 cars are in. Then we begin bumping today. But if it starts raining and we're unable to fill those seven slots with qualifying runs, what's the scenario?
All right. Well, first of all, when the field becomes full and we continue on, it will be the slowest qualifier in the field that gets bumped, and that could be Simona yesterday, eventually. If Anna
right now,
Anna at the moment would be the first one to go. Then I think Simona would be. She's
nope. Then
she's
it would be Graham.
Oh, Graham
was
slower
Rahal
than her. All right, yes. I hadn't had a chance to check that out. So, anyway, they would continue on until they fill the field, and then they start bumping the cars. All right. Now, if it was to rain again and we went no further, then everybody that's qualified, or whether we get going again and it becomes 6 o'clock and we still don't have 33, then it will end at 6 o'clock. And then on the next available day, they would come back, and then everybody would get a once through the line. Just those people that were in line would have the opportunity to go through once. Now, what they normally would do which would be to have a 30-minute practice session on the next available day, presumably tomorrow.
Right.
And then they line them up, and then you have to go. It's once through. You can't wave off. You can't give up your opportunity. You can't wave somebody by. You go when it's your turn. If your engine won't start, that was your attempt. And then there has been, I think, some consideration given in view of what happened last night. I'm going to just guess and get myself in trouble for doing this. I don't see any reason why if the track got dried and it was 6 o'clock and they still didn't have 33, I don't know why they couldn't continue this evening.
Exactly, why they wouldn't extend the day, much like we did with the nine-car shootout yesterday.
Yeah. If it only needed like 3-4 more cars, why not just do it while you're here?
Exactly. Okay, before we get to our final break, Jake Query, very quickly, Simona Di Silvestro has to feel a lot better knowing now that she's got two other cars cushioning her when it comes to the bubble speed.
Obviously been a crazy 48 hours for Simona Di Silvestro, who signs autographs and poses with fans. There is a huge throng of fans outside your garage. Two-part question, I guess, real quick. Number one, did you think that you would have to go out at some point today? And number two, how crazy has it been the last couple of days for you?
Yeah, it has been pretty crazy, you know, lots of up and downs. And we still don't know, you know, maybe, you know, they're going to get everybody in and we'll see. Maybe we have to get back out there. But, you know, if we have to, we'll be ready for it. But for sure, we hope that doesn't happen. But, yeah, definitely a lot of emotions, you know. But, you know, I think we made a great run yesterday. And just for me also to get the confidence back, to get back in the car, it was a big hurdle to pass. You know, I wasn't really sure on Friday if I wanted to be a race car driver anymore. So I think it was nice to get back in the car and feel all right.
Well, there are a lot of people that are happy that you are still a race car driver. How about a hand for Simona Di Silvestro? She continues to sign autographs here in the 78 garage.
Boy, Jake Query down there playing to a live audience at the garage. He loves it, and let me just say that that's a very honest admission from a driver who had quite literally gotten out of the car after being involved in an onboard fire, in a serious onboard fire for the second time in 11 months, and she quite literally said, I don't want to do this anymore, but she got out there, and now it looks like she will be a part of the 100th anniversary running of the Indianapolis 500.
Traditions in sports that when the 500-mile race winner pulls into victory lane and is greeted with an ice-cold bottle of milk. And consider this, the 500's bottle of milk tradition has been recognized nationally as the sports world's coolest prize. Now and always, milk's the driver's favorite taste at the end of the race.
Get the calcium, vitamins, and protein you need to compete with a refreshing glass of milk. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association, your Indiana dairy farm families.
Remember, winners drink milk.
This is Mike King inviting you to join us live later today for the final hour of qualifications for the 100th anniversary Indianapolis 500-mile race. Bump day in Indy. It's racing's day of drama. Don't miss a minute of IZOD IndyCar Series qualifying action live from the famed Brickyard on this official Indy 500 station. Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-504-7640. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-504-7640. 1-800-504-7640. You may begin calling now. 1-800-504-7640.
So the dryers are out, and we are already seeing some dry spots on track here as we approach the 1 o'clock hour. Our fastest qualifying lap of the day belongs to Graham Rahal, 224.549. Hey, small business owners, if you move at record-breaking speeds like Ari Lyandike, try the new 100-meg high-speed internet service from Comcast. Download up to 66 times faster than standard T1 lines. You can visit business.comcast.com to find out more. Okay, another Shell V-Power card on the line. Shell V-Power, the power behind Elio Castroneves this May at the Indianapolis 500. Let Shell power you. You can win a $50 Shell gift card by being the first to answer this question. Who was the first foreign-born driver at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway who won the race. Tell me the driver, where he's from, and the year he won at AskMike@Brickyard.com. Again, at AskMike@Brickyard.com. And you, just like Greg Scott from West Roxbury, Massachusetts, could win a $50 Shell gas card. Live qualification coverage has been brought to you in part by Firestone, official tire of the Indianapolis 500-mile race. For the retailer nearest you, visit FirestoneTire.com or call 800-807-9555. Firestone, a tradition of innovation. And by Chevy and their award-winning lineup featuring 9 models with an EPA fuel mileage rating of 30 miles per gallon and better. And by Miller Lite, official beer of the Indy 500. Our network general manager is Wally Levitt. Production and program control by Chris Pollack. Our pit producer is Brian Livingston. Chief engineer, Rick Evans. Master control operations by Paul Levitt and John Royer. RF operations by Norm Birnbaum. Joining me in the booth, Mark James, Davey Hamilton, and Donald Davidson. In the pits, Nick Yeoman, Jake Query, and Michael Young. I'm Mike King, inviting you to join us later this afternoon at 5 Eastern for more live Bump Day qualification coverage. If cars get out to qualify between 1 o'clock Eastern and 5 o'clock Eastern, you'll be able to join us for every run live on IndyCar.com. Right now, Alex Tagliani trying to figure out a way to spend $175,000 that he earned for winning the Peak Performance Pole Award yesterday. And there's a lot of panic, a lot of sweating going on in the garage area with 7 spots left open on the grid. This program is copyrighted by the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network.